One in three Texas kids is either an immigrant or the child of immigrants. While recent headlines have focused on children from Central America, they're also arriving from China, Africa, and the Middle East. They're the subject of a new KERA American graduate series called Generation One. Over the next 2 months, we'll explore the challenges these kids face and the ways North Texas schools are trying to weave them into the American tapestry. First up, we'll meet David Kapuku, who enrolled in Dallas' Conrad High School 2 weeks after arriving from the Democratic Republic of Congo. The first few months at an American school were rough for David Kapuku. The worst part for him and his three siblings? Frustration at having so few people to talk to.
We were frustrated the first day, you know, because I knew only French, so we didn't know how to speak English.
David says sitting in the lunchroom was unlike anything he'd been through. Kids in the Dallas School District come from 147 different countries and speak more than 60 languages.
In Africa, everybody is like black. It's not like being racist, but like everybody is black. So when we come here, we see like Mexicans, we see like people from Honduras, like Nepalese, American people, so like everybody.
When his family arrived in January 2013, David began studying, and not just his homework. He watched other students to see how they acted and talked. He'd hear teachers explain a lesson and try to figure out what they were saying. For many immigrant kids, those first few days, even the first year, can be daunting. Just ask David's 14-year-old sister, Ruth.
I was so alone. I was thinking to stay home, sleep, and watch TV, but when I learned to speak a little bit English, now I think I like the school.
And schools have to confront this in the classroom.
So cultural acceptance is understanding that people all around you may be very different from you, but that's okay.
That's Marnie Tao. She teaches English to immigrant students at Conrad High School in Northeast Dallas. The teens sitting in the library are refugees from Burma, Somalia, Nepal, Iraq. One girl's in a hijab, the traditional headscarf for Muslim women. Several boys sport colorful soccer jerseys. Some kids already know English. Tao tells them about school uniforms, cell phones, attendance policies. And then there's what only these kids face. Conrad hires interpreters for 12 different languages, including Somali, Arabic, Chin, and Karen. And the school counts green card appointments as excused absences.
Some students come here. They may have never been to school before in their life, okay? Or they maybe only got to go to grade five before they had to leave their country.
Dallas Public Schools are home to 1,300 refugee students. Most have trouble with English when they arrive and live on the financial edge, which is why David has become somewhat of a leader at Conrad. His English improved after tutoring. Now he's a volunteer guide for new refugee kids.
So you need to be here a little bit early to get in the front of the line.
When he was in their shoes, David got the same kind of help from a French-speaking African girl. She told him not to worry, that it takes time to learn the language and settle in.
That's why I say I'm gonna be there to help other people, like refugees or people who came here but who doesn't know how to speak English.
Jelka Rablia came here 15 years ago as a refugee from Bosnia. Now she coordinates the district's Refugee School Impact Grant. She says education can lead to role reversal in families. For David, that means translating for his parents.
They are sometimes taking role of interpreter for the family or for the community, taking care of some family businesses such as food stamps, doctor's appointments, banking business.
David and his family live in Vickery Meadow, a northeast Dallas neighborhood that's home to refugees from dozens of countries. The rest of the world learned about the area 6 weeks ago when a Liberian man staying there became the first person diagnosed with Ebola on American soil.
Tonight, the eyes of the nation are on Dallas, Fort Worth.
The first patient.
David's family rents an apartment, a 15-minute walk from Conrad. His parents were pastors in Kinshasa. Now, Dad works an overnight shift at Walmart. Mom works days assembling electronics for Samsung. Everyone in the family has green cards after David's mom won the chance to become a permanent resident through the State Department's Diversity Visa Lottery Program.
If we get our degree here in the United States of America, it's going to be easier for us to find a job everywhere around the world. because in my country there are some people who got a degree, but they can't find a job.
David's embracing his new life. He's learning about architecture and construction, playing basketball, and singing in the school choir. For a kid from the Democratic Republic of Congo, it's a welcome taste of home. Stella Chavez, KERA News.